Hey there. Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that makes your day a little bit brighter. I'm Sean.
And I'm Carrie.
Carrie is an internationally best-selling children's book author.
Sean used to be a cop, but now he's not.
And as usual, we're joined by our dog, Sparty. Sparty's a guy.
We'll be giving dog tips and writing tips, and we always start off with a random thought of the day, which most often happens in bed. So with us, and maybe you'll learn something.
Hopefully.
But maybe not.
Random thought time.
This is our third attempt at a random thought in bedtime.
Yes, it is.
Sean just rolled his eyes at me.
It's the only thing I can move besides my mouth without making an extraneous noise.
So our second random thought in bed got deleted because Sean kept moving the sheets. And I was like, that's not cool. And our first random thought in bed kept having these monster
pauses. Pause is the word.
No, I was trying to pause for effect.
Oh, you did. I think you got it.
I was trying to do a William Shatner as Captain Kirk.
Oh, really?
Spock.
Shatner.
I was gonna do my Spock Shatner thing.
Well, let me hear.
I couldn't just interrupt me. You always
interrupt me. Let me hear.
No. It's too late now. No, I'm on the zone.
I want to hear Spock tell Kirk that he loves him.
Oh my gosh, something.
Make it good.
Spock. There's no other Vulcan I would. I can't do it.
Holy smokes. Did he really have his pauses weren't that long.
Pause.
You're making them more funny, right?
No, not really.
That was just the character of Captain Kirk, right?
I don't know.
Like, he didn't have any pauses when he got electrocuted in the hot tub in that other movie.
Oh, that was the best movie. There was this movie, and William Shatner was in it, and he...
Was it the best movie? I'm sorry to interrupt, but the best movie or the best scene?
I don't know.
Because the movie in its entirety was kind of not good, right?
No, but that's why it was good.
Unless you rated it on, the Sharknado scale.
It wasn't on the Sharknado scale. It was shark awesome. And I did have water because it had the hot tub scene in which William Shatner gets electrocuted to death in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Which is so not funny because death is not funny. But somehow, yeah.
That scene was funny.
Sean doesn't understand my love of really bad movies and TV. I don't want to insult the creators of that movie or Sharknado or anything.
Right.
But, if there's going to be a movie with a giant crocodile on a Louisiana bayou...
The worst the better.
Yes, I love them so much. Or, sharks somehow swimming all the way upstream in fresh water and cold climates and eating people. And then turning into octopuses?
But
or
you,
octopi?
You didn't
I love this.
The Blair Witch Project was...
I didn't watch that. I've never seen the Blair Witch Project.
Me neither, to be honest with you. I thought that might have fallen into the category of bad movies.
I prefer monsters.
Severely fictitious monsters, too.
Yeah,
right?
King Kong and...
They should make a Bigfoot movie.
Giant Mothra.
I know they have in the past, but they should make
there are quite a few really goodly bad...
Goodly bad.
So,
is that a real word? Goodly bad?
Steve Waddell and I wrote this book, and it has it has a lot of references to Bigfoot in it. We just got our editorial notes back, which is when your editor tells you what's wrong with your book and talks about it for 9 pages, and then you fix it. So, one of her notes was like, would it be a Bigfoot or Big Feet or Bigfoot?
No, you're lying.
Do you have... No, it's really, it's really a note.
Because like, Big Feet is not the plural of Bigfoot. It's...
No, it was more like, why are they referring to it as a Bigfoot versus Bigfoot? And...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and I have no idea. Yeah. It's all about one little letter.
It's the first letter of the alphabet.
Dude, this random thought's pretty bad.
Well, there was a good portion of it.
Writing tip of the pod.
So when I think about worst case scenarios right now, I think about that random thought and how bad it was because it had so many pauses and me awkwardly trying to imitate William Shatner. But also, it references a worst case scenario for William Shatner, the actor's character in that movie, because, you know, there's not much worse than getting electrocuted in a hot tub, unless you got electrocuted in a hot tub by Bigfoot.
Maybe he did. We don't know who electrocuted him, right?
No, I don't remember. I think maybe his ex-wife. Oh, it was a murder! So you had to figure out who electrocuted him, I think.
Oh.
It might have been like Zsa Zsa Gabor or something. Anyways, worst case scenario, Sean used to call me WC, which stands for worst case scenario, and he did this because he's evil. No, really. He called me that because I was always thinking up the worst case scenario for every situation and plan for that, which is not a particularly healthy way to live. But it's a pretty good way to write. Like, that what if element of any situation in real life can be expanded into a story. Like, hey, I'm William Shatner. What if I went into a hot tub and then I got electrocuted and died? What is the if there? Like, well, what if his ex-wife did it? What if his dog did it? What if Bigfoot did it? And you can expand all that into a story idea. And if you take a what if and you couple that with a worst case scenario, then you have really, really high stakes.
Like when Carrie wrote the Need series, she thought to herself as she was writing,
oh, really?
What is the worst thing that can happen to this girl forced to move to Maine from Charleston? Was that Charleston, South Carolina?
You read the books, man.
That was a long time ago. Answer my question.
I'm a little annoyed at you, but yes, it was Charleston, South Carolina.
All right.
My favorite little city.
So there's a lot of worse things that could happen to her. Like, her biological father is a pixie king who is kidnapping people to feed off them because he can't control his hunger and need. Ah. But that's not bad enough. How about we throw in an impending apocalypse? And she has to turn pixie to stop her pixie father / apocalypse he's going to start.
He wasn't really the one who was going to start it, but it was a giant wolf. But that's okay, because I wrote them a long time ago.
Uh-huh. And I read them a long time ago. Story ideas can come from anywhere. Maybe even this podcast. Because I did just call her WC about 2 days ago. But the story ideas that are heart-stopping are the ones where there's a worst-case scenario involved.
Take a situation in your life. Take a situation in your life. And think.
Whoa.
And think.
What if those people were cannibals? Or, whoa, what if that cat
was a secret Russian agent. I think our cat's a secret Russian agent.
Maybe. She's spending a lot of time in the basement. She could be sending, like, telegraph. Is it telegraph or telegram?
It's really neither nowadays.
She's sending emails. But she's setting up them in draft form, giving people the password, and that actually sending them, but deleting them after they've read them, because that's how you do that. Boom.
It could be like a singing telegram, though. Hello, Putin. This is what I have to report today. This house where I'm staying is really screwed up.
The podcast is stupid.
No, not the podcast.
Oh, no, of course not. No. All right, anyways, back to the point. Those what if stories. What if your cat was a secret Russian agent? What if Bigfoot killed William Shatner in the hot tub? Those stories are the stories that make high stakes and high action. So when you're writing, don't be afraid of the worst case scenario.
Dog tip for life.
So doggies know that expecting horrible things to happen isn't healthy. Enough said. Eat bacon. Don't expect bad. Right? Say right, Sean?
All right.
But seriously, ask yourself this. Why do you marry someone who's not going to just say right? But no, super seriously, ask yourself this. What do I need to change in order to get what I want? What do I have to...
you're married to, apparently.
1810's the charm. Okay, what do I have to change to make myself a better person, a more successful person, the person I want to be? Why are you laughing?
Because I heard all this like it looked when I came home for lunch today. Did you write this today?
No.
No? Alright. What do I need to do to change? What do I need to change in order to get what I want?
Yeah, man.
Well... You personally? No, that's what other people need to ask themselves. We're not going to talk about you on this podcast.
Me?
Yeah, you're amazing.
I thought you were going to talk about you. This.
Me?
Yeah. Sean's just
there's
so awesome.
There's three questions there. Every answer is nothing.
Really? You don't have to change anything to get what you want?
Oh, wait. I need to change my math skills because there's four questions there.
All right, so if you're super confident and belligerent, like Sean, yeah, man, like what person do you want to be? Are you the person you want to be right now in your life?
No, sorta. Like the person, kind of close. If I had more money, I'd be more the person that I want to be. But not for the reasons you think.
Okay.
Because then I could be more philanthropic.
What? More?
Mower.
More? Are you saying more?
I'm trying to say more.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyways, you didn't hear what I said, right?
No, you would. If you had more money, you could be more philanthropic. So you could give right. away more money.
Well, not give
or
away
give away
money.
More time.
Make people's life experiences better. That are less lucky than myself.
He wiggled his eyebrows. I wish you guys could have seen this.
Well, if I could clone lives like you and give those up, that would improve a lot of lives.
Oh, my word. So smooth. So, circling back to the writing tip of the pod, making horrible things happen in your story, making those worst case scenarios is totally happy. Bacon is not good for you, nor is it good for the pig. And the music in this podcast is Check Them In by Emma Grace. her site is linked on our blogcast, and we get to use her music thanks to her kindness and the magic of the Creative Commons. Do you think Emma's worst case scenario right now would be having her music in our podcast?
Oh, possibly.
I think it might be.
She's probably like, holy crap, my star has burned out.
Oh, no, no, no. It's ascending. Her star.
I'm sure it is. It can only go up from here. Oh. Holy smokes.
Dude, this is an informative singular point podcast here. We told people that when you're looking for story ideas, make the worst thing happen because then you have the highest stakes, right? But when you're in your life,
don't make the worst thing happen.
Don't expect everybody to be mean. Don't expect the car to explode. Don't expect the worst all the time, because that's no way to be, man. And dogs know that. Sparty expects the best.
I don't know if Sparty expects the best and all that other stuff you just said, like the car blowing up. But what you said about Sparty and what I was just thinking go hand in hand. We should at least start with trying not to expect the worst out of people, our fellow human beings. And give them a chance before we pass judgment. And I know I'm like the last person that should be saying this, or I should be taking my own advice the hardest. But I think that's a true fact.
The end.
Don't expect your car to blow up either.
No.
Or any of those other worst case scenario things.
So for the tips that go with this podcast, the actual written down intellectual tips, go to Carrie Jones Books. Blog, and you'll find those there under the Dogs Are Smarter Than People podcast page.
What if I accidentally put in carriejonesbooks.com?
Then you kind of have to go to the tab on the left hand side where it says Dogs Are Smarter Than People too. It's all connected, man.
I'm back again. But you know, I'm waiting for my electronical technical expert. Hey, if you are kind, like super, super kind, and you want to help us out, well, number one, you already are, because if you're hearing these words, that means you've listened to our entire
you poor
podcast.
Thing.
Thank you very much. Don't do anything drastic. To yourself, it's not that bad. But if you want to help us out even further, you can do one of many things, and they're also very easy. Number one, you can follow Carrie on her blog at carriejonesbooks.blog. She has writing tips, life tips, and even a ridiculously funny Thursday feature called Cooking with a Writer. By the way, most of those recipes are actually darn good, even though there's no meat in them. Which is satire, sort of. That's the Cooking with a Writer. Not what I said. But with real recipes. Or. You can follow her on Instagram, and or Twitter, and or Facebook. We're thinking about doing some YouTube, but Carrie's worried we're not ready enough. Actually, Carrie wrote that. It's not pretty enough.
He's totally pretty enough. I'm not.
Carrie's much prettier than I. No. I just don't care. So, if I'm not pretty enough for you, guess what? Open your eyes.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, go ahead.
Oh, I'm so scared. Okay. You can also follow our podcast and rate it, hopefully, highly on iTunes or Stitcher or Castos, and you can share it with your friends. Remember, nursery school, and we were all like, hey, sharing is good. That's true now, too.
That's a good analogy.
I know, man.
Finally. Let's do it together.
No, let's not.
All right, let's alternate words. I'll say you, you
dude,
say
that would be so okay. Annoying.
You can buy one of Carrie's books. They're all outrageously good. And that helps because money keeps the dogs in kibble, and they're running low. Honest to God. You can find out more. Do I hear a dog barking?
There is a dog barking, but please, let's just finish this so we can end.
Oh, I thought they might like to hear the dog bark. That's Cammy. You can find out more about her award-winning and occasionally internationally best-selling books on her blog or at CarrieJonesBooks.com. So everything is CarrieJonesBooks.blog.com. Whatever you want to put in.
Oh my gosh, this is terrible.
Bye.
So love terrible. You
guys. Say I love you guys.
I love you. I'm sorry I'm not perfect.
What she means is I'm sorry for my husband.
No, I mean me.